Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. It is January 9th, 2026, and we are reviewing a complex day in Zcash network history. Trinity, while the underlying network activity looks relatively stable, the volume and certain statistical outliers paint a very aggressive picture.
Aggressive is the right word, Neo. Looking at the sheer USD volume, over $340 million transferred suggests serious institutional or high net worth movement. But before we dive into that massive throughput, let's start where we usually do, the shielding data. How healthy is the privacy preference today?
The privacy preference is showing significant strain. While 1,809 transactions were shielded, bringing 1,019 ZEC into the pools, the net flow is concerning. We saw 1,169 ZEC deshielded, resulting in a net egress of roughly 150 ZEC. This signals liquidity shifting out of the anonymity set and into the transparent or potentially off-chain environment.
That net negative flow is definitely a signal to watch. Is this merely traders taking profit on transparent exchanges, or does this indicate a temporary loss of faith in holding assets in shielded custody?
Based purely on the metrics, it suggests immediate utility needs are dominating long-term privacy storage. However, we have to note that the median shielded value delta remains small, at 3.75 ZEC. This tells us the average user activity is still small to medium scale, maintaining the anonymity set depth. The 150 ZEC net outflow is likely driven by a few large actors, not a generalized user panic. Less than 3% of transactions were shielded today, confirming that while volume was immense, the preference for privacy during this volatile transfer epoch was relatively low.
Understood. A few large hands driving the negative flow, while retail activity remains stable within the pools. Now, let's turn our attention to the anomaly that immediately jumps off the page, the transaction fees. The network processed over 7,100 transactions, but the fee structure is completely skewed.
It is beyond skewed, Trinity. It is demonstrably anomalous. We see a median transaction fee of just over 4 cents USD, which is standard Zcash efficiency. However, the average transaction fee skyrocketed to 1,139 USD. This is a statistical artifact masking the true cost of using the network.
So if the median user paid 4 cents, what cost the $1,000 average? That high number must have been driven by an extreme outlier.
Precisely. The maximum fee recorded for the day was over 1.75 million USD. This single instance, or possibly a very tight cluster of instances, completely distorted the aggregate data. We have to treat this as an isolated incident, a fat finger error, or perhaps an attempt to aggressively prioritize a multi-million dollar transfer that was absolutely time-sensitive. It does not reflect systemic network congestion or rising base costs. The network itself remains highly efficient, indicated by the low median fee.
That's crucial clarity for network health. An error, not an operational failure. Now, let's tie this back to the volume. With over 814,000 ZEC transferring hands, this implies heavy whale action. How concentrated was the movement?
The transfer volume confirms concentrated activity. Our transaction size category counts show 1,019 transactions classified as whale, meaning they met our internal high-value threshold. Considering the total transaction count was just over 7,100, whales constituted nearly 14% of all activity.
That's substantial. We're talking about high-frequency, high-value movement. Does this volume line up with typical exchange rebalancing cycles, or does it look more like large OTC settlements happening on-chain?
Given the speed and the massive USD value, remembering $340 million was moved, it leans towards institutional settlement or major internal rebalancing among large custodians or exchanges. When we see this combination of extreme volume, a handful of fee anomalies, and the resulting pressure on the privacy flows via the deshielding, it signifies a major liquidity event. The Zcash network, despite the very low TPS rate of 0.08, handled this massive concentration of capital efficiently, outside of that single fee outlier.
So, to summarize the 9th, we saw an aggressive transfer day, largely driven by whale action, 1,019 whale transactions moving hundreds of millions of dollars. The network remained healthy, evidenced by the stable, low median fee. The 150 ZEC net egress from shielded pools suggests that privacy was temporarily sacrificed in favor of rapid, transparent settlement by major players.
A perfectly concise summation. The narrative for today is high throughput under abnormal fee conditions, yet underlying stability for the average user. We'll be watching to see if this trend of net deshielding continues into the weekend.
Fascinating data as always, Neo. Thank you for the technical analysis.
My pleasure, Trinity. That was today's Zcast podcast. We'll see you next time.